Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya Lila Chapter 7 Chaitanya Chandrambuja Makarandaliho Bhaje Esham Prasada Matrena Pamaro Api Amaro Bhave. Translation and the description of 7th chapter Antilila. Lord Chaitanya meets Vallabh Bhatt. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees engaged in licking honey from his lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. The following summary of chapter 7 is given by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. In this chapter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Vallabh Bhatt is described. There was some joking behavior between these two personalities. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected Vallabh Bhatt and sympathetically accepted an invitation from him. Before this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Vallabh Bhatt was greatly attached to Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, he acted as if displeased with Gadadhar Pandit. Later, when Vallabh Bhatt became intimately connected with the Lord advised him to take instructions from Gadadhar Pandit. Thus, the Lord expressed his feelings of love for Gadadhar Pandit. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaura Bhaktivri. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Chandrambuja Makaranda Iho Bhaje Esham Prasad Matrena Pamaro Api Amaro Bhavit. It explains the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his lotus feet and him has no difference, absolute. So a devotee who is always eager tasting the honey, Makaranda, Sri Chaitanya, Padam Bhojo, Charanam Bhojo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet are like lotus flower. Ambuja means lotus flower. Always surcharged and full of honey, is full of honey. And Brahmar or honeybee or bumblebee, they are always immersed in tasting this honey. So absorbed in tasting the nectar of honey from the lotus flower that in the evening, nighttime, lotus becomes close and the honeybee does not have any another attention anywhere else but honey, tasting honey, licking honey. So same comparison is given here, that the devotees of the Lord are like that. Always absorb, so much absorb that they have no consideration for anything else but licking this honey constantly, and immerse in it, and has no attention to anything else, no any kind of consciousness except licking the honey of Lord Chaitanya's lotus-like feet. So here the devotee's status of mind, intelligence, consciousness is described by giving this very nice example of Makaranda. Lord's lotus feet is like lotus flower, and devotees are like honeybees, bumblebees. Just like bumblebees absorb, so much absorb in tasting and licking the honey, so as devotees are absorbed in licking the honey, Lord's lotus feet. So this absorption is very, very important. A devotee who is absorbed, licking the honey of lotus feet of Lord, Makaranda, Charana Ambujo Makaranda, Liho Bhaje. Liho means licking, and Bhaje, Bhaje means I want to absorb myself in serving those devotees or associating with those devotees, in offering obeisances to those devotees. So this is very important word in this sloka, Bhaje. Bhaje means I worship those devotees of the Lord. Which devotees of the Lord? Who are absorbed like honeybee, tasting honey. They are absorbed like that into serving the lotus feet of Lord. Those kind of devotees I want to worship. So this is very, very important. Suppose Krishna manifests in front of you and he gives his audience to you and asks you, my dear Prabhu or devotee or servant or whatever he can address, he can address everything, anything to devotee. Here is a boon for you. I will grant anything and everything for you. What would you like? So the answer is given here, Bhaje, that I want to worship or I want to associate. I want to somehow or other get association of your devotees. Doesn't matter pure or impure. I want the association of your devotees. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sannevas janame janame hoy ei abhilas. Narottam Das Thakur says that I am longing for the association. I want to dwell with those devotees and have association of those devotees who have taken shelter or who are the servant of Sat Goswamis, not even Sat Goswamis. I want association and service of those devotees who are serving Six Goswamis. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sannevas. Tandera, Tandera means who? Those Sat Goswamis. Tandera Charana Sevi. Charana Sevi, same thing. Charana Ambujo Makarand Liho Bhaje. Tandera Charana Sevi. Those who are worshipping and serving the lotus feet of Sat Goswamis. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanneva. Those devotees, I want to dwell with them. I want to spend my life with them, serving them. I want to be with them. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sannevas জানামে জানামে হয় এই অভিলাষ, মাই বার্থ আফটার বার্থ আই হ্যাভ অনলি ওয়ান ক্রেভিং ডিজায়ার, ইন্টেন্স ডিজায়ার দ্যাট সামহাউ অনাদার আই শুড রিমেইন ফর এভার এটার্নালি দ্য সার্ভেন্ট অফ দোজ ডিভোটিস হু আর সার্ভিং দি লোটাস ফিট অফ সদগুরু স্বামী. সো দিস ইজ দ্য বুন দ্যাট ওয়ান শুড হ্যাঙ্কার ফর. Oh, my dear Lord, if you want to give me any boon, then this is what I want. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. Narottam Das Thakur, he is hankering for the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj and devotees like him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also praying like that. Kita Janma Hau यथा तु या दास बहिर्मुख ब्रह्मा नाही आस, दैट इफ आई मे टेक बर्थ देन लेट इट बी, बट इट शुड बी इवन इफ इट इज अ वर्म और कीटा इनसिग्निफिकेंट बर्थ डजंट मैटर, बट दैट बर्थ हैज टू बी इन योर डिवोटीज होम. कीटा जन्म हउ यथा तुया दास, तुया योर्स दास सर्वेंट डिवोटी. सो इफ आई हैव टू बिकम वर्म लेट इट बी, आई एम नॉट अफ्रेड ऑफ इट, लेट इट बी, बट प्लीज लेट मी बिकम वर्म इन द हाउस ऑफ योर सर्वेंट, ऑफ अ सर्वेंट, ऑफ अ सर्वेंट. यथा तुया दास बहिर्मुख ब्रह्मा द टॉप मोस्ट हेवनली प्लैनेट Brahma. So I don't want that kind of birth in Brahma Loka, where Brahma is Bahirmukh. He is not your devotee. If Brahma is not your devotee, then I don't want that birth in heavenly planets. But let it be worm in devotee's house. So this is what is described here. Bhaje. I want to worship the lotus feet of those devotees who are always worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always licking the honey from Lord's lotus feet. Those kind of devotees I want to worship. And then he says, prasad matrena. By merely having little prasad, maybe it is in form of dust or maybe it is in form of uchvista, maha maha prasad. Whatever way, prasad means mercy. So, prasad matrena, merely by their mercy. Pamaro api amaro bhavet. Pamar means most fallen. Nobody can be more fallen than him. He is called Pamar, the most fallen. But by the transcendental mercy of your devotee who is always serving your lotus feet, who is always licking the honey of your lotus feet, by the mercy of these devotees, even insignificant, most fallen person, amaro bhavet, he can become eternally. Prabhupada uses the word eternally. Amaro bhavet. Amar, immortal. Mar means mrityu, means death. Amar means no death. Amaro bhavet. No death means he is eternal. No death for him. Pamaro api amaro bhavet. By the causeless mercy of devotees, even the most fallen can become most elevated, eternal. So how we can conceive the inconceivable potency of devotees? It is inconceivable. Lord is inconceivable, so as his devotees' mercy is also inconceivable. Pamaro api amaro bhavet. Inconceivable. So this is darsane pavitra karo ehi tumar gun. Gangara parase hoile paschate pavan darsane pavitra karo, eitumar gun. By diving into Ganga, you can become purified. Your sins can be nullified. But merely by audience of a devotee, one can become most purified. Darsane pavitra karo, most purified. Pavitra karo, eitumar gun. So this is the exalted position of devotees of the Lord who are always engaged in licking the honey of Lord's lotus feet. Very exalted position. It's very exalted position. Krishna says, Tasmad deyam tato grahyam sacha pujyo yathahi aham. He says that a devotee of the Lord, from him we should accept everything and we should give him everything. Tasme deyam tato grahyam sacha pujyo yathahi aham. Why? Because such a devotee is as worshipable as I am. Hari Bhakti Vilash. Devotee's position is very exalted. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that Bhakta Pada Raj, Bhakta Pada Jala, Bhakta Bhukta Uchvista, Eitin Mahabal. The dust of a lotus feet of a devotee and water of lotus feet of a devotee and remnants of his foodstuff, these three are worshipable. Bhakta pada jal, bhakta pada raj, bhakta bhukta uchvista, eitin mahabal. These three are very powerful agent who can grant us pure devotional service. Mahat pada rajobhishekam. Unless one attains the dust of the lotus feet of devotees and he bathes himself with that dust, abhishekam, pada rajo abhishekam. This is Jadbharat Maharaj. He is saying to King Rahugan. He says, unless one takes abhisheka, bathing, one take bath in the dust of the lotus feet of Lord's devotee, there is no question of deliverance. Mahatpad Rajobhishekam. So, this is the topmost thing that one must desire. Serving the devotees of Lord who has given up their life for propagating his bhakti cult. All acharyas are writing about how devotees' position is exalted. We have seen in Amrish Maharaj's story from Bhagavatam that Durvasa Muni, he was very, very powerful yogi, Brahman, so powerful that he can even go see Lord himself. There is no any hindrance. That is very powerful position. But because he is not a devotee of the Lord, he had to glorify. He returned back. Krishna said, Sadhavo rudayam mahiyam, sadhu cha rudayam chaham, madanyatna janati, naham tebhyo manakapi. Krishna says, you have to go back to my devotees whom you have offended. I cannot do anything about it. Sadhavo rudayam mahiyam. He said, devotees dwelling in my heart. Sadhavo rudayam mahiyam. And swadhutva rudayam chaham. And I am dwelling eternally in their heart. Madanyat na janati. They don't know anything else but me. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam. Govinda virahena me. In the separation of Govinda, whole world becomes zero, null and void, sunya. So, madanyatna janati, devotees does not know anything but Krishna. He doesn't want to know anything else than Krishna. Madanyat na janati. Naham tevyo managami. I also don't know anything else except my devotee. So how exalted position of a devotee. Krishna even sometimes put his devotee's position above him. Why? Because he wants to glorify his devotees. That doesn't mean that devotee is above Krishna or more greater than Krishna. No. But Krishna loves glorifying his devotees. He loves his devotees so much. And that's why he says in same chapter of Amrish Maharaj, Aham Bhakta Paradinohi. I am Paradin to my devotees. Paradin means I am not independent. I am under their clutches. I am bound up by them. Aham Bhakta Paradino. Paradin, your dog is Paradin of you, meaning that he is dependent on you for every respect, your dog. Similarly, he says here, Aham Bhakta Paradino. I am dependent on my devotees. Paradino. Adin means under control. Paradin means I am in their control. I am controlled by my devotees. Aham Bhakta Paradino Hi. Aswatantra Eva Dvija. Swatantra means independent. Aswatantra means not independent. I am dependent on my devotees, or I am under the clutches of my devotees. Aham Bhakta Paradino Hi. He means certainly. Know for sure that I am bound up by my devotees. I am not independent of my devotees. He, certainly. Aham Bhakta Paradino, he. Aswatantra Iva Dvija. Dvija, Brahman. He is telling this to Durvasa Muni. He is addressing Durvasa Muni, not devotee. He is addressing him, Dvija, Brahman. Again he is saying Eva means certainly. He and Eva, same meaning. Certainly I am dependent on my devotees. I am not independent of my devotees. Aswatantra Eva Dvija. Sadhu Brir Grast Radayo. I am bound up. Grast means bound up, wrapped up in the heart of my devotees. In such a way that I cannot escape. That is called grasta. Grasta means no escape. You are bound up. You cannot escape. I am bound up in the heart of my devotees. Sadhu vir grasta radayo. Bhaktair bhakta janapriyo. Aha. Beautiful. How sweetly Krishna is talking about his devotees. He says, my devotees are dear to me, that is very understandable and understood. But not that. My devotees, devotee, my devotees' related things are very dear to me. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priya, very dear to me. My devotees, devotee, are very dear to me. So, such is the importance of the Lord's devotees who are always engaged in licking makaranda. Charanam bhoja makaranda. Liha, licking. I want to worship that devotees, those devotees who are always engaged in licking the honey of Lord's lotus feet. See the beauty how Krishna is glorifying his devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. He is telling this to Uddhava. Very, very beautiful. He says that Lord Brahma is not dear to me, who is my son. I don't love my son Brahma. Atma Yonir means one who is born from me, Brahma. Na yathame priyatam. That is a verse. This is 14th chapter of 11th canto, and verse maybe 10 to 15. Na yathame priyatam. Nobody is more dear to me, nor even my son Brahma, na Atma Yonir, na Sankaro. And Sankar, Lord Shiva, is also not dear to me. Na Sankarsano, Sankarsan means Lord Balaram. My brother Balaram is also not as dear to me as my devotees. Na yathame priyatam atmayonir sankaro na sankarsano. Sri Bir, my wife Sri Lakshmi, is also not dear to me as much as my devotees. Na sankarsano na Sri Bir naivatma, even my soul, myself, is not dear to me. Yatha bhavan, devotees like yourself, Yudhava, he is talking to Yudhava, are more dear to me than even myself, than my wife, Lakshmi, than my brother, Balaram, than Lord Shiva, than my son, Brahma. Na yatha me priyatam. Devotees are very, very dear to me. Very dear to me. This is what this sloka is saying. Bhaje, we should worship such devotees who are always engaged in licking the honey of lotus feet of the Lord. So what to talk about offending any devotees? Offending devotees means our devotion is finished, totally finished. There is no question of deliverance or anybody can relieve you. Narottam Das Thakur says, Haristhane aparade tare harinam, tumasthane aparade nahi paritran. If you offend the Lord, then holy name can deliver you from that offense. But if you offend a devotee, there is no deliverance of any kind. That's why Durvasa Muni had to go back to Amrish Maharaj and ask for his pardon, for his forgiveness. And then he glorifies Vaishnavas, how dear they are to Krishna. It glorifies there also. Beautiful verses, glorification of devotees. Durvasa Muni is singing those verses for Amrish Maharaj. I'll stop here. Any question? He's saying this to Uddhava, who is his intimate associate, and Uddhava is very dear to Lord Krishna. Every secret thing he reveals to Uddhava. He's a minister, Uddhava, and his friend, and his cousin brother, and a chief minister, and he loves Uddhava. So he's talking to Uddhava in the sense of devotees. Na yathame priyatam, na atmayonir, na sankaro, na sankarsano, na sribhir, naivatma yathabhavan. Just like you, yathabhavan. You can study this verse ahead and after, and you will see what Krishna meant. You can study. It is 14th chapter of 11th canto. And then he also says very beautiful words about his devotees. Very beautiful. Munir Santa. Anuvrajami aham nittam puyetya angri renu bhi. He describes the devotee's characteristic, that he is very peaceful and he is samdarsha, equipoise, sees everything in Krishna and he sees Krishna in everything. Samadarsa, nirvaira, he has no enemy, he is not enemy to anybody. Nirvairam munim, he is always meditating on Lord. Munim, he is muni. Santam, he is very peaceful devotee. Munim santam, nirvairam samadarsana, he is equipoised, samdarsi. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine sunicha sapakecha pandita samadarsina. His samdars, that kind of devotee He says, what? That kind of devotee, I am always following his footsteps. Krishna says, I am following such devotees. Anuvrajami. Anuvrajami means following his footsteps. Anuvrajami, aham nityam, I, nitya, always, I always follow the footsteps of such devotees. Why? Why I follow his footsteps? Anuvrajami aham nityam. That puyayetya angri renubhi. Angri means lotus feet. Devotee's lotus feet, angri. Renu, renu means dust. So the dust of that devotee's lotus feet can fall on me. Prabhupada translates that, why fall on Krishna? What will it do? That it will puyayetya. It will purify whole three world that is within Krishna. Prabhupada is translating. So that all three worlds can be purified. So Krishna is following the footsteps of such pure devotees so that he can get that dust and purify. He says, aham puyayetya angri renu bhi. Anuvrajami aham nityam puyayetya angri renu bhi. That it purifies me or whole three worlds. So he is putting his devotee into an exalted position. How exalted devotees are. Such is the relationship of Krishna and his devotees. Very exalted position. So we have to be very super duper careful about not offending devotee, even in our dream, whether it's small, medium or pure, madhyam, kanishta or uttam, whatever, all devotees are very, very dear to Krishna. Apichetsu duracharu. Even durachari devotee also very dear to him. Apichetsu duracharu. Bhajate maam ananya bhag. Sadureva samantavya. Samyak vivasito isa. Why? Because he may be durachari for momentarily, but pretty soon he will be back into his pure position. That's why he is boldly declare, name bhakta pranasyati, that my devotee never perishes. Please, Arjuna, boldly declare, name bhakta pranasyati. So he is just saying to Uddhava, all these are devotees, yes, Brahma, Shiva, and what to talk about Lord Balaram, his personal expansion, and what to talk about Lakshmi, his very wife, and what to talk about very himself, Atma. Naivatma, he uses the word, my Atma, my soul is also not as dear as my devotees, dear to me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthra Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Vallabha Bhatta ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.